the book Hebrews, part 49. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's Witnesses, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe have a question, or maybe need the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, just contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's +27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family and to those that you care for. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a writing pad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are most welcome. I trust that the study today will be a blessing unto you. We are blessed because we are discovering a revelation word. May this be a blessing to you in the name above every other name, the name Yahshua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning, and I just want to read one or two scriptures. I'm going to read Genesis 3 verse 4. I'm just going to read it just to get a flow. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall surely not die. For Yahweh doth know the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be open and you shall be as gods. Look at that word God. There's a small g. As gods. That's his pagan gods. Knowing good and evil. Now look at verse 6. And then the woman saw, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food. Now this is figurative speech. Now when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eye, so for her to notice all these different characters, the tree was good for food. So what do you do with food? You eat it. She wanted to eat of this tree. Now eat is to participate, to have part of, to be one of. When the woman saw that the tree, who's the tree, was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now in this one verse, a lot of things is happening which is not written in the scripture. I do Bible studies since I was 11 years old, but specifically when I was 13 years old. This work since I was 13 years old. I used to spell from 11 years old. I sat with my father, listening to him and just observing what he was doing, asking questions here and there. When I was 13 years old, I got serious. And that's why when I was 15 years old, I came to repentance in the name of Yahshua, which was Jesus Christ that those years. And when I was 17 years old, I started to preach under the colored people in Boksburg, which is called Vryge Park. It's a colored area, and that's where we used to go and preach the word, taking the gospel to people. We were so keen. Now, we never knew anything about this word, which is the revelation word. We understood the scripture as it was taught by the churches and the Protestant churches most of the times, which was laid and infiltrated by the Roman Catholic Church. Now, my father taught me something, especially since I was 13 years old. He used to say, "Son, anybody can read the Bible. You can call anybody that can read. You give him the Bible, which is English or Afrikaans or Zulu or whatever, or German or French, and you tell him, read Genesis 3 verse 6, and you open it, and he's going to read from the 1611 King James Bible. He will read, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree to desire to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and also and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." That's how we all would read the 1611 King James Bible, and that's how we used to read Bible. On that day, my father started with something which he so many times emphasized to me. He would say, "Son, anybody that can read English can read English, or if you can read Afrikaans, you read Afrikaans." He said, "But it's not everybody that can read between the lines. There's a line, it's got a white space, and there's a black line of letters. White space, black line of letters. It's not everybody that can read in between the lines." And most of the answers and revelations, it is hidden in the blank spaces. And that's why the Bible says, "I reveal," Yahweh says, "I will reveal myself unto I whom, until he is pleased." Now we're going to read this scripture, and in one verse, so many things has happened that you will need a safety belt, a seat belt right now, because you're going to basically fall out of your chair today and tomorrow. Because not even 10% of what has happened in the Garden of Eden is written down here. Why? Because it's concealed to the normal eye. It's hidden away. Satan doesn't want you to know about what I'm going to say now and show you. And you must pray and say, "Father, just open my eyes. Let me take off my dogmatic spectacles and put it one side, my glasses. For a moment, forget about the theology that I was taught all my life, and just read what is written in the Bible." So I'm going to show you how to read between the lines. Let's start with Genesis 3 verse 6. She says, the Bible says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food." What did we notice in verse 3? Yahweh said, "But of the fruits of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Yahweh said, ye shall not eat of it." Eat means to put it in your mouth. "Neither shall you touch it." To be able to put it in your mouth, you must be able to touch it and hold it, lest you will die. Now the Bible says, "The serpent said unto the woman, you shall surely not die. You can come and touch this tree." The serpent is standing in front of the woman. He is infiltrated. His mind is infiltrated by Satan's demonical spirits. And he is the tree that they should not eat of. What is that? It's a tree of flesh and blood. That is basically a man standing there, which the moment that she will touch him, her flesh will arouse and her eyes will open, and she would look at this man in a way that she's never looked at Adam, and she would say, "My word, what is this?" Because now sin is opening her eyes. Actually, sin is overshadowing the eyes, the sight that she used to have for all the years that she lived in the Garden of Eden, not even seeing her husband who's naked. Now she sees this naked man, which name is serpent, the tree of death. That is why verse C said you not to even touch it. Why? Because the moment that you as a woman will touch it, there will arouse a feeling within you which you have never experienced. Even touching your husband Adam. Oh, she must have touched Adam a thousand of times. No, nothing happened. She didn't see. She was blinded because she was not living in sin. But here, the serpent, not the snake, the serpent who were infiltrated by Satan now was the medium that Satan used, and now he is opening her eyes to see this massive man-like body. She couldn't believe what she's seeing. She's touched it. It's not the apple that the snake was holding from the tree. The snake was never in a tree. This was a serpent. And that's why I said when we started on Monday, the serpent is not the snake and the snake is not the serpent. Later on, the serpent will become a snake when you will be cursed. But here, this man-like beast is standing with the name serpent, naked. Eve is standing there naked. And this beast, snake, a serpent, must have desired Eve for a very, very long time. And he must have had different conversations with her when she was alone, away from Adam. Because she wasn't with Adam. She wasn't with Adam when she touched this tree or ate of its fruits. Ate. She used her mouth. Kissy, kissy, kissy. She's eating this man up. She's eating the serpent. She's devouring the serpent. You understand what I'm saying? I'm looking for the right word. She's losing her mind. She has a feeling that she never ever had since the day she was created, when she was made. And when the woman saw that the tree is who? Serpent, was good for food. It wasn't good for food. It was like food. She just wanted to eat and eat and eat and have more and have more. For it was pleasant to the eye. When our eyes open, the moment that she touches him, her eyes open. And what she saw was a naked man serpent. And the tree to be desired to make one wise. He's not just wise to make her otherwise. Because you have two gods, wise and otherwise. She didn't just become wise. She became otherwise. She became half crazy. When she discovered this feeling within her, she just couldn't get enough. And she took and the tree, and it was pleasant for the eyes, and the tree to desire to make one wise. And took of the fruits thereof and did eat. She took of the fruit, she touched it, she made love to the serpent. Now, there's another, in one of the other English Bibles, I think it's the New King James, or the International Standard Version, it says, and the serpent beguiled Eve. Beguiled. Beguiled means to overwhelm. It is to open her knowledge, to overwhelm her, beguiled. I think it's necessary just to go on the internet for homework and go and look at the word beguile and see what it says. Because tomorrow morning we're going to talk about the word beguile and what is happening right here in Genesis 3:6. I want you to take verse 6 and verse 7 and verse 8 and now do your own study again. Because the notes that you did 3 days ago, you tear them up already because they were useless. Suddenly everything has just exploded. And you're going to sit in amazement. Don't just shoot me off. Don't just push this study away. Take your time. And allow the Ruach HaKodesh to open your eyes for the things the church world has sealed up for more than 600 years. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.